The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. We're joined now in studio by a longtime friend of the show, Demoris Smith. He's the former executive director of the NFL PA, and he's in studio with us.
He brought Welcome in some back. Cocktails, too.
Yeah, he of did. Course. He's always this is my private stash of Don Coyo tequila.
Oh, it's boy.
That's kind of like
if
a
it was the Christmas
thing.
Show, I would do one, but I got to drive to the dentist, so I'm going to stay away.
That's kind of a thing people don't know.
Teeth cleaning.
Yeah, right.
D always comes prepared, hey, whether you're on the golf course.
Come on, man.
He's always prepared.
He's never empty-handed.
No. It makes my golf game so much better.
Yeah. Well, you need a little swing lube, right?
Oh, 100%.
Not too much, but 100%. Just a tad.
Sometimes maybe too much.
Okay. By the way, immediately, and I heard you guys talking about I had to go pee-pee during a break, but you look lighter.
Oh, man.
You look
Thank you.
Healthier.
Thank you. You had me at hello.
Not that you didn't look healthy before, but like I'm getting bloated and gross, and you're getting lighter and skinnier.
Hey, 15 pounds of stress is gone.
Right? Yeah. Are you the happiest you've ever been right now?
1,000%. Living my best life.
How many years were you in the job?
15.
15 years?
Dude.
Wow. 15 and an... Oh,
and
you remember me with hair.
Intimately hair. Involved with you in a sort of a professional way for like 15 years.
100%. You guys were there when we got locked out. That day, you did the show from the
that's
office.
Right.
That's right.
Come on, man.
That was
I'll never forget looking into Drew Brees' eyes.
That's when Drew Brees was there.
100%.
Brees' eyes. That was you would have fallen in love.
By the way, Bickle, that was the same day as the big-ass tsunami in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Same
oh, you're
day.
Right.
Yeah. We were watching it on
1,000%.
That's true.
Well, you were there when Brees was there? Think about it. Yeah. Brees was there. Yeah. Foxworth was there.
Yeah.
Jeff Saturday was there. Yep. Mike Vrabel was there.
That was a big deal.
Oh, Vrabel was there? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, man. That was.
Dude, I'm just telling you, Breeze has eyes like Cal. They're
dreamy.
They're dreamy. Yeah. Drabby, you
crystal clear blue.
You would have changed teams. I'm telling you.
I believe
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, he and, you know, two dudes, he and Tom Brady, same thing.
Oh, really?
And Tom's a low talker. You know,
hey, so here's the thing.
Right. So good to see.
For people that don't know, so
I can't believe it's 15 years. Wow.
D's son and my son went to school together. Okay, that's and right. D's the reason why my son went there. Had an amazing experience, and so the Smiths, man, they're like family.
Both,
right?
Yeah,
they're like family.
Our
to
family.
Us. Our families. His parents. He knows my mom. You know, everybody.
Then D's son went on to play.
He played at Maryland. And he's still playing in the PLL.
Won a natty at Maryland, correct?
Yep.
Right
yep.
now he's a big silly at a big firm that you've heard of a million times in New York City, grinding his ass off.
Is he asking D for cash to pay some of the bills?
He doesn't need any cash.
He makes me pay for every meal.
New York ain't cheap.
No, it is not cheap.
Place ain't cheap.
Every meal.
But being around D a lot when our kids were in high school together, so, you know, all the games, D's always was working two phones.
Oh, yeah.
At least two. That's, you know, and I'd be like, what are you doing? And he's like, He'd literally be texting Tom Brady.
I can't
what
imagine.
Are you doing? Or Peyton Manning hitting him up. You know.
Or my BFF, Roger Goodell, who's a great guy.
Yeah, who you love. Right.
You don't understand, Jason.
I can't imagine how many times.
It was constant. Yeah. And then every time somebody gets busted for like a DWI or a drug
assault
thing.
Battery.
Or anything that happens in life,
yeah.
But it happens when you're in charge of a couple thousand people.
He's like, oh, look what Henry Ruggs did.
That job. Right. Let me tell you something. Nightmare. Your job, the money is great. That job sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
the money was awesome.
But that job sucked.
I made like $4.
We made we covet a little more than the next guy.
No, the money is great. That job sucked.
I can't imagine how many times you woke up at 1 a.m. thinking about something at, you know, work related.
Oh man!
And then couldn't get back to sleep.
Never. I would keep a little pad by my bed. You know, by my bed. Wake up, and now, dude, I don't set an alarm.
Right.
Oh, so jelly.
He told me he went on one trip. Do you remember? I think it was when you first left after 15 years on the job. I think you went out to California and you literally unplugged.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't talk to a human.
For days.
For like a week.
Yeah, it was lovely.
You're off the grid.
It was lovely.
You were like in Santa Barbara or something. You were
we went to California,
like,
and then we went for a month to Australia.
No, but this was just you.
Yeah, just me. No, just
like,
unplugged.
It was like an Air Rodgers, like darkness retreat, but not
man,
this
don't nobody. Ever compare me. That's just, we all love each other too much for that one, man. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Nosferatu.
You,
you
and A-Rod.
No, but hold on. He didn't talk to a human.
Oh, yeah. It was lovely.
He would just have coffee.
Not even your wife.
Wasn't there.
Yes. JP's nightmare.
Wasn't there.
JP would never do that.
Wasn't there. Just me and my friend Johnny Walker Blue and Don Coyle.
Those are good friends to bring along. Good.
You know what? They never talk back.
They don't.
They do not.
So I know you have big plans. You have something. I know you're teaching. I know you're working on something. Can we talk about what you're working on or no? We'll just wait.
We'll wait because I'll come here and break it, which will be fun.
Okay.
But yeah, fun stuff, teaching and, you know, thoughts for my students out at Pepperdine with the wildfires.
That's incredible.
That's where you wanted to go. Tell D your whole deal. In high school, Jason's whole deal was.
I wanted to go to either UC Santa Barbara or Pepperdine.
You wanted to be recruited by
man,
those
you
schools.
Man, you picked well.
Yeah.
You picked well.
Well, I'll tell you what was scary is watching those students in the, I don't know if there was a student center or the library.
Where they were sheltering.
Where the fires are right outside the windows. In Malibu. I mean, it's incredible.
It's
80-mile-per-hour gust, the Santa Ana winds, and that's that campus is on fire.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I spoke to a few of the students yesterday. Spoke to my dean yesterday. Everybody's safe, thankfully. But, yeah, wild to see.
Man,
so
I hope that goes away quick.
We have a place now. In, that's what I hear. That's a word on the street now.
I think the it's the Kevin Jones way, you know, basketball coach at St. Andrews, wonderful guy. I think Kevin has adopted my place in Venice Beach as his.
Right?
Going
we got
forward.
A place
so
in Venice
you,
Beach.
All of you, we have a spot.
Pad. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean,
that whole area. I mean, we could never afford to live there. He can.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again.
But it's an incredible place.
Oh,
on
it's
the
gorgeous. And by the way,
it's a great place to visit. I would say that.
I teach. I just do it for the kids.
Those
goofy
bono,
kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to
like commuting and all that crap?
No. I go out there and stay for 3 months.
Yeah, but like the drive, like the 405 and all that crap.
It's 25
like,
minutes.
So it's fine.
In my convertible.
I know.
Okay, I had to throw it back, man. You just got to hit a little back.
Look, he's living his best life.
Come on, man.
We are not living our best life.
Hold on. Be honest. Aren't you worried there's going to be some big tumor or something somewhere? Because life's so good
right
now.
Why you got to bring him down?
Wow.
He's got my brain works.
I did up until a second ago.
He's talking about how he's not working his ass off like you did back in the day. And then you got to talk about a tumor doing push-ups?
Dude, we're not doing it. No. Hey, by the way, the big thing is 2 weeks, daughter getting married.
That's awesome. Ah,
my son-in-law is in the room. Future son-in-law, Sam. Huge fan of the Junkies.
I played
Sam
golf with Sam, right?
You.
No, listen to what he did. Listen to what D and these guys did. So I had to show up late.
You were coming from here.
I came from work. I came to the event, and I was playing with D's group. And tell them what you did.
Well, I mean, first of all, love my future son-in-law. But you know, the fact that he just believes, he wants to believe. Mm-hmm. So as soon as he showed up, you saw Eric's name on the sheet, and he said, "Oh my God, are we really playing golf with?
We have the privilege of playing with Eric." Pickle.
I'm like, "Hey man, pump the brakes,
and
right?
People,
just like
many
just
people feel that way.
Yeah. They're mostly
common reaction.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, most of them are getting out of prison soon. But yeah, I
bring him a training aid.
Great. I said, "Yeah, great guy. Except, hey Sam, you just got to remember, EB's deaf in his left ear. So when he gets here." Just talk really loud. And he goes, really? No problem. So today he's not deaf, actually.
Yeah, he's telling him that I'm not deaf.
That is so
I had no
funny.
Idea I'm playing with him, and he's yelling at me.
Yeah, he's like, why
is this guy
yelling?
Deaf in one ear.
That is a hilarious bit.
Great bit.
Hey, man, that's what we do. That's what we do.
That is funny.
That's what you do to family. That's what you do to family.
That's right.
Yeah, getting married down the street. Shout out to District Winery in 2 weeks. Getting married at 7 p.m. Is that right?
Earlier.
Is it really? Earlier. Okay, I should probably know when that is.
Get close to the mic. If I remember correctly, you work with like one of these, like, is it like a flag football thing or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's called Flagstar Football.
Right.
Yeah, we got like 10,000 kids across the area. Leagues are all throughout the DMV. It's, yeah, a ton of fun.
To get back at them, you should have said, yeah, D, the wedding's at 7. Shows up late.
By the way, do you know on what unleveled amount of abuse that I'm not going to take about not knowing the time of the wedding?
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Yeah, you're gonna hear that.
And it's not like it was an hour difference. It's a 3-hour difference.
Yeah, I got a thing at 7.
You got stuff going on.
I got a thing.
On.
I got stuff. Yeah. I got stuff. I got stuff.
So, yeah, it's big. And here's the thing. I also know, D, here's this. Can I say this secret?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say it. You what? Can dump it if you don't want me to.
The whatever.
Right. I don't think he really cared that much about football. He just cared about the issues. He don't watch. It's not like he's sitting at home grinding watching football games.
Is that a secret? I mean,
no, I think you talked about that before.
Yeah. Well, you know, I came to the conclusion that the only way to do the job well is to not be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, you know, the fan wants the game to go on. I think the leader of the union, you know, had to like the game, but you had to love the players more. Right, mm-hmm. Because you have to be willing to not play.
Yeah, but
the game.
You had to go to games and all that stuff and glad.
I'd go and shake shake some hands. But
having
to
deal with Goodell.
Oof. Oh, you know, man, what a funny guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a great.
Well, what if you saw Roger right now? Because now there's no like it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
You could do whatever.
I mean,
you want.
We chat. You I mean, we don't do the couples massages anymore.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I
mean, no couples vacation.
No, not anymore. Anyway, yeah. What would I say?
Well, I don't know. Like, yeah, you guys have cordial.
Be
so cordial.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean,
are there guys that you would like f you like?
Oh yeah. Like
owners?
Almost everybody.
Like owners.
Oh yeah.
Adversarial relationship to this day.
To this day.
Yeah.
To this day. I mean, they are some of the worst people I have ever met in my life.
How many times did you deal with Snyder? Face to face.
You know what's weird about...
Or was he always just out?
No, what was weird about Dan is he was never on any major committees, you know, not on the labor committee, so we never negotiated with him.
They didn't put him on any.
Right, because they hated his guts.
1,000%. Yeah, you could be on the future party committee. But Dan and I would talk at the games a lot, and we actually got along.
He was fine in that scenario.
Well, fine, except
because he was boozing.
You could have
a bunch of those bottles like you brought in.
You could
today.
Literally have a conversation with him and be halfway in the conversation, and he would just walk away. It's like the weirdest, you know, just odd thing. But but for the most part, we didn't. I mean, we weren't spitting.
Sounds like normal human behavior.
Who was your favorite owner to do business with? Just in terms of his personality.
Trying to think of someone who's passed away.
Oh, that's that bad.
Did you like Jerry? He's one. Oh, so Jerry's on the list.
Here's what I'll say about Jerry.
So Jerry's on the list.
Jerry is one of
breaking news or something.
Jerry's literally one of the. I mean, he might be one of the worst humans.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, come on, man. Well, just about the stuff that's public. I mean, you know the supposed daughter that sued him for paternity, you know, he's in the elevator with the women of whatever.
Well, Snyder's up there too.
So the Post did a huge story on him. You know, he was actually on the steps, you know, apparently staring at, you know, black kids who were trying to integrate his high school in Arkansas. I mean, you know, on the list of guys that you'd want to like break bread with, I mean, you know. Now, he has a couple of redeeming qualities. One, he does make me laugh. I mean, he is hysterical. He's one
so
of the funniest people.
So you can laugh at a guy that you find despicable.
I can laugh. I can certainly laugh at him. But but I can laugh
can
with him.
You can compartmentalize it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry's funny. And the only other redeeming quality that he has is he knows a deal point. So, with my job, you know, we've got to find a deal point. And a number of the owners.
He's a good businessman, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he's incredibly bright when it comes to business. I mean, look, the what he runs in Dallas, you know, that he started to do almost 20 years ago, literally a boiler room of how to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of transcended that market and now everybody's doing what he's doing. But, you know, the deal point thing is important because a number of the owners, it's very difficult to bargain with them because they don't have a deal point.
They don't get it.
They just don't know where they want to land.
They're not savvy. Hmm. How many of those guys are rich and they're just freaking born rich, like Woody Johnson type thing,
yeah.
Where
well,
they don't have necessarily, like at least Jerry had a resume, built himself up, right?
I probably can't say Lucky Sperm Club, right?
Sure you could.
Oh, just did.
Sure
yeah,
you could.
Sorry, okay.
Sure you could.
Yeah,
what
I mean, a lot of these guys
are like that, like black, like don't have the accomplishments. Even though he's a jerk, he's got accomplishments.
Well, I mean, you know, you deal with a guy like Ursay in Indianapolis. Yeah. You know, the guy gets pulled over, drunk driving. He's got a trash bag full of drugs and, you know, $100,000. I mean, the guy comes out, two months ago, and he says, hey, you know, I was arrested because I was rich and I was white. I mean, you're like, I mean, really, you're going to spend that much time with that guy? I mean, you know, he wakes up.
Who's a good guy? Give me one good one.
He said they're not alive.
You know what? Mr. Rooney, you know, who was a former ambassador to Ireland, was really smart, really good to me, a really good guy. The rest of them, I mean, Robert Kraft is brilliant. He's a friend. He understands he probably is the smartest owner to deal with. But also, I mean, he's a tough, tough guy.
When we come back, we'll have more with Demoris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards on December 19th. Bank local, cheer local, in business every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.